It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done! Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the lobby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Lee Cobb Park in Bradenton, Florida, where tonight your Barba Negras de Bradenton, a single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the Barba Negras pregame show. It is Copa de la Diversión tonight here at Lee Cobb Park as we celebrate Hispanic and Latino communities. The Marauders will be wearing those special Barba Negras uniforms, that bright teal, that fluorescent green, and they look sharp as they get ready to play tonight's game against the Tampa Tarpons. Marauders trying to get back on track tonight. They have lost three in a row and have been in a little bit of a slide lately, and they're looking to salvage a series split at this point against the Tarpons, who suddenly have become red hot. After their series win last week, they have now won three in a row to begin this series, and the Tarpons now winners of six of their last seven as a result. Marauders look to knock them off here in front of a big Friday night crowd here at Lee Cobb Park, and they're going to look to right-hander Po Yu Chin, who's perhaps been the most consistent of the Marauders' starting bunch to begin the season. He'll be pitching opposite right-hander Juan Carrera, who has been equally dominant, if not more dominant, to begin his season for Tampa. We'll give you the full pitching matchup and the full lineups a little bit later in the pregame show. For now, we'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll give you a pregame chat with Rodolfo Nolasco, Marauders outfielder who's been swinging the bat well lately. He joins us on this Marauders pregame show, so don't miss it. That's coming up next on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
For Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with Marauders outfielder Rodolfo Nolasco and fellow outfielder Randy Romero will help translate. Rodolfo, you've been hitting really well these last few games. Have you made any adjustments at the plate recently?
Que en estos últimos juegos has bateado muy bien, que si has tenido algunos ajustes tú al momento de estar en el home plate.
Sí, me he puesto un poco más simple a la hora de hacer mi approach.
He's more simple at the time of the hit.
Since your first season at single A, did you have any specific goals for yourself coming into this season?
Es tu primera temporada en clase A con Piratas. ¿Tú tienes algunas metas durante esta temporada?
No, simplemente competir y demostrar por qué estoy aquí y demostrar mi capacidad como pelotero.
just keep fighting this level and show the abilities from Pirates.
As you've gone through the first few weeks of this season, what have been some of your favorite memories and highlights of this season?
Que durante esta temporada, ¿cuáles han sido tus mejores momentos durante esta temporada?
Los World Cups.
Los World Cups.
The walk off is always a good memory. We're talking tonight with outfielder Rodolfo Nolasco, from coaches or other players.
¿Qué es lo que tú has aprendido durante la temporada de tus coaches, de lo que sea?
A tratar de siempre ver el lado positivo de la cosa, que no siempre no baja la cabeza, sino busca la forma de sacar lo positivo a las situaciones.
He's trying to keep the heads up and don't try and take the good things of the team, the drills in the field. Just keep fighting every day.
One more before we let you go, and this will be a question for both of you. Tonight here at Lecom Park, we're celebrating Hispanic and Latino heritage. What does it mean for you, Rodolfo, representing the Dominican Republic, and for you, Randy, representing Mexico, playing baseball professionally?
Hoy que se representa el Día de los Hispanos. ¿Qué representa para ti ser un latino de Dominicana?
O sea, es algo bonito que celebren nuestra cultura, ya que nosotros somos un país pequeño, pero de grande costumbre y buena disciplina.
It's good for him because Dominican Republic is a small country, so it's helpful because USA celebrate that day, and it's very good for him. And for me, it's amazing. Stay here and see the people celebrating these days. I don't have words to explain that situation, but it's so good for me.
Great. Thank you both for your time today. Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Rodolfo Nolasco and Randy Romero helping translate. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The Marauders pregame show continues at Lecom Park as we celebrate Copa de la Diversión this evening. Here we meet the visiting starting lineup for the visiting Tampa Tarpons, who come into this game with a record of 12-11. They have won 6 of their last 7. Shortstop Alexander Vargas leads off, with center fielder Jason Dominguez batting second. First baseman Anthony Garcia bat third. All three of those men at the top of the batting order for the Tarpons are switch hitters. Left fielder Madison Santos bats cleanup. Third baseman Marcos Cabrera, who has swung the bat well in this series, will bat fifth. Right fielder Grant Richardson, who has also been a thorn in the side for the Marauders this week, he is batting sixth after the night off last night. Catcher Anthony Siegler bats seventh. The DH is Roberto Chirinos. He bats eighth. And the second baseman, Luis Santos, bats ninth for the Tarpons, who send right-hander Juan Carrella out to the mound. Carrella, native of the Dominican Republic, brings in fantastic numbers on the season. Through his first three starts, a 0.71 ERA, a 0.63 whip. He is holding opponents to an 0.91 batting average and has struck out 19 batters over 12 and two-thirds innings while walking only 4. For the homestanding Marauders, playing as the Barba Negras de Bradenton tonight. They come into play with a record of 13-11 and sit game out. Third baseman Brendan Dixon leads off. Shortstop Sungjae Chang bats second. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco, our pregame guest tonight, bats third. Left fielder Jace Bowen will bat cleanup. First baseman Jacob Gonzalez, reigning Florida State League Player of the Month for April, will bat fifth, with second baseman Mike Jarvis hitting sixth. The DH is Wyatt Hendry tonight. He bats seventh. Center fielder Sergio Campagna bats eighth. And the catcher Giovanni Planchart bats ninth for the Marauders, who send Taiwanese right-hander Po Yu Chen out to the mound. Po Yu this season, it's been a good one, and looks to continue to capitalize on his recent improvements. 3.24 ERA across his first four starts. A whip of 1.08 looks great, as does his batting average allowed of 155. And as mentioned, he's been one of the Marauders' most reliable starters to begin this season. So there are your starting lineups ahead of this West Division battle. The Marauders trying to keep pace and perhaps even retake first place from the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. The Tampa Tarpons, meanwhile, trying to keep pace with those top two teams in the division and give themselves a fighting chance in the West Division standings as the race remains close here early in the season. Beautiful sunny skies. It's going to be perfect playing conditions tonight as we celebrate Copa de la Diversión. And right now the Marauders hustling onto the field one by one, joined by their baseball buddies tonight. It's going to be a fun atmosphere through and through here on this beautiful Friday evening in Bradenton. That's a wrap here on the Marauders pregame show. When we come back, first pitches coming your way. Marauders and Tarpons coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at as an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program. Our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
At Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back again to Leecom Park in Bradenton. Spencer Smith back with you tonight as right-hander Po Yu Chen, 20-year-old from Taoyuan City in Taiwan, takes his warm-up tosses on the hill for the Marauders tonight. This will be his fifth start of the 2022 season. Marauders have lost three in a row, and they're looking to get back on track with this right-hander on the bump in charge. Po Yu Chen, 3.24 ERA on the season, holding opponents to a 155 batting average. He has struck out 19 batters over 16 and two-thirds innings, and his last time out, his best start of the season thus far. Five innings, allowed one unearned run, allowed only one hit, and struck out seven, a season high. Po Yu Chen will be forming tonight's battery with catcher Giovanni Planchart as the Marauders are on the field in their Barba Negras uniforms. Those uniforms are bright teal with bright fluorescent green crowned hats, black bills, and fluorescent on those jerseys. Tampa Tarpons in the traditional road grays for the first time in this series. And approaching the plate, switch hitting shortstop Alexander Vargas, the Yankees' number 28 prospect, ranked by Baseball America. Chen toes the rubber, working from the first base side. Vargas gets the game's first pitch and swings and pops it up. This is near home plate. Giovanni Planchart is able to make the catch halfway up the line. And plate umpire Caleb Martin aware of the contact between catcher and batter there as Vargas was leaving the batter's box, almost causing obstruction there to Giovanni Planchart. So one pitch and one away for Po Yu Chen, as that brings up the much heralded Yankees number 3 prospect Jason Dominguez. Chen, exclusively from the stretch, delivers to Dominguez, left-handed batter, takes off speed for strike one. Fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider featured by Chen. Right-hander deals the 0-1. Dominguez swings and lines one hard down the right field line, pulling it foul. Statistically, a slow start to the season for Jason Dominguez. Batting average at the moment, sitting at 209 through 20 games. Has one home run, though, and seven RBI. Yankees organization looking for him to pick things up as the season wears on. Still a lot of season to go. The 0-2 pitch, Dominguez lays off high for ball one. And certainly his plate discipline has been decent in this series. Drawing a small handful of walks in the first three games of the set. Even stance from the left side as Chen delivers the 1-2. Dominguez takes a slow breaking ball for strike three. Spotted nicely in the zone. Two away. Let's meet the Marauders defense behind Chen tonight. In the outfield is Jace Bowen in left field, Sergio Campagna in center, Rodolfo Nolasco in right field. Infield consists of Brendan Dixon at third base, Sung Che Cheng at shortstop, Mike Jarvis the second baseman, Jacob Gonzalez the first baseman, and Giovanni Planchard the catcher. Down here is Anthony Garcia. First pitch, low and inside on the Chen fastball at 94. Anthony Garcia, mighty, mighty strength from the left side here. The 1-0 pitch, he takes just below the knees for ball two. Plate umpire tonight is Caleb Martin. He is calling the balls and strikes himself this evening. With the challenge system in place tonight, it'll be that way through the rest of the weekend. The 2-0 pitch, big swing and a miss by Garcia through a changeup. Caleb Martin behind the plate. Matt Watkowski, the umpire on the bases tonight. Right-hander Chen with a 2-1 offering. Garcia swings and misses for strike two. Went back to that changeup. Yu Chen with the royal blue glove on the mound. Long black sleeves underneath the bright Barba Negra's jersey. He kicks and deals the 2-2. Garcia swinging a slow dribbler toward short. Chang charges, gloves it, throw on the run to first. Is in time to get Garcia. The inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons here in the first. We head to the home half. No score. Marauders coming up. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here at Lecon Park, Barba Negra's bats look to get to work. And fans who have come to the ballpark tonight, many of them have purchased a special ticket package that has netted them a special limited edition Roberto Clemente cap. You'll see those sprinkled on fans' heads throughout the ballpark tonight as we look at right-hander Juan Carrera, native of the Dominican Republic, who gets the starting nod for the Tarpons in this game. Finishes his warm-up tosses, and he totes in some brilliant numbers. 0.71 ERA, 0.63 whip, and opponents hitting below 100 against the tough righty this season. Brendan Dixon will lead off for the Marauders here in the first. Scoreless game. Tarpons went down in order in the top half. Carrera with the windup and the delivery. Dixon takes low and inside. Brendan getting a few more opportunities in that leadoff spot as of late. Went 0 for 4 in last night's game. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He swings and sends this one deep to left center field. Dominguez racing back. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! Brendan Dixon, a leadoff home run. And it's a 1-0 Barba Negra's lead here in the first inning. Home run number 4 on the year for Brendan Dixon. The Marauders with an early lead here on this Friday night. That brings up Sung Che Chang. It's off low. Well, just for reference, 12 and two-thirds innings pitched over his first three starts for Carrera this season. That is his first home run allowed this year. The windup and the 1-0. Chang takes wide, ball 2. Chang, a 270 hitter, two home runs, 13 RBI. He's brought some good defense at short, good speed on the base paths. The 2-0 pitch, he swings and taps it foul. Marauders with their first lead of the series tonight on the Dixon home run. The 2-1 pitch, misses a bit low. Carrera falls behind 3-1. Chang showing those high Barba Negra socks. And bright fluorescent green color with the horizontal teal stripes around the calf. Here's the windup in Carrera with a 3-1. Chang swings and shatters his bat. A one-hopper to the shortstop Vargas. He knocks it down with his chest. Throw it at first and Chang is safe. The ball dropped by Anthony Garcia. A low and hurried throw by Vargas, the shortstop. And Anthony Garcia unable to make the backhand pick. That ball spinning so crazily on the shattered bat contact there by Sung Che Chang. That ball no doubt had some English on it as it approached the shortstop Vargas. That's been ruled an error on Vargas. That's his fifth error of the season. That brings up Rodolfo Nolasco, runner on first with still nobody out. Carrera deals to his countryman. And a swing and a ground ball to third. This could be two. Cabrera throws to Santos for one. Santos to first. In time, the Tarpons turn it. Around the horn, 5-4-3 for the double play. Here's Jace Bowen. A Brendan Dixon leadoff homer here in the first. Carrera, first pitch, cut on and missed by Bowen. Carrera, 20 years of age, from Samana in the Dominican Republic. The 0-1, swinging a breaking ball, ground ball, fair down the left field line. Bowen around first, he's headed for second. Left fielder Santos up with a ball near the Tarpons' bullpen at the warning track, and he chucks it in. Jace Bowen standing in at second with a two-out double. Bowen kissing his fingers, pointing skyward as he stands proudly on second base. And the Marauders have a chance to add on here in the first inning. Here's Jacob Gonzalez. Righty on righty matchup as Bowen, who runs well, leads off second base. Carrera gives him a long look. And the pitch, Gonzalez swings and bounces one to third, pulling it foul. That solo home run leading off by Brendan Dixon here in the first inning. Just the second earned run allowed this year by Juan Carrera in 12 and two-thirds innings of work coming in. Carrera sets and deals the 0-1. Breaking ball, swinging a ground ball. Base hit past third down the left field line. Bowen being waved home around third. He is in to score. Jacob Gonzalez stands in at second with an RBI double. Marauders lead it 2-0 here in Bradenton. Jacob Gonzalez beaming after that hard contact on the RBI double down the left field line. And right from the get-go, Jacob Gonzalez extends that on-base streak to 23 straight games. Early trouble here against Juan Carrera. He comes set of the belt. Gonzalez takes his lead off second. The pitch to Mike Jarvis. Breaking ball misses high and inside. Lead off solo homer by Brendan Dixon. Back-to-back doubles by Jace Bowen and Jacob Gonzalez, the latter of which plated the Marauders' second run. Here's the 1-0. Jarvis swings and lifts this one down the left field line. This is trouble. This is a fair ball and headed to the corner. Gonzalez around third. He is in to score. Mike Jarvis stops at second base. That is three straight doubles for the Marauders, who now lead it 3-0. Well, the Marauders throughout this week's series have struggled mightily in terms of stringing base hits together. They're putting an end to that right now, building themselves a 3-0 first inning lead here at Lee Comp Park. Wyatt Hendry next up, but before he digs into the box, time called. And pitching coach Grayson Crawford out for a mound visit. Well, we were telling you earlier in the broadcast about the special Roberto Clemente cap that many fans have grabbed as they came in the Lee Comp Park gates tonight. Those caps coming as part of a special ticket package purchased in advance. And just looking throughout the seating bowl, lots and lots of those teal and green and white hats. Have Clemente in the number 21 in that Barbanegra's number font on one side panel of the hat. And on the underbrim of the hat, an old photo from the 1970s of Roberto with his sons. The opportunity to show you that on the air a couple of nights ago. Alexander Mojica, Marauders infielder, also proudly modeling that hat in a photo we shared on air. Mound meeting over. Here's Wyatt Hendry with Mike Jarvis on second base. Carrella looks back at second and delivers. That hit him. Fastball came in too far inside, about waist high on Hendry. He's hit by the pitch. And now it's runners on first and second with two away for the Marauders. Here comes the eighth man to the plate this inning, Sergio Campagna. RBI double by Mike Jarvis, plating Jacob Gonzalez, third Marauders run of the inning. He's on second base with Hendry, his old college teammate, on first. Here's the set as Campagna awaits the toss. Here it is from Carrella. Double steal coming. Pitch to strike. Throw down to second. Is not in time. Hendry is safe at second base. Wyatt Hendry slides under the tag of Santos, the second baseman. And Santos and the Tarpons totally taken aback. They thought they had him. And looking at the replay on our feed, that was awfully, awfully close. And here comes manager Rachel Balkovec out for a talk with base umpire Matt Watkowski. And the discussion very brief, but Balkovec not looking super pleased with the results of that talk. And just looking at the replay here on our feed, it really did appear that Santos, the second baseman, had the tag in time on that back leg of Hendry. Second and third, two gone now. As Campagna gets an 0-1 pitch, he takes low and inside. Marauders 3, Tarpons nothing, bottom of the first inning. Carrella looks in for the signal. Next pitch will be number 18. 1-1. Low and outside with a slider. Campagna, guy who would really like to get that bat going. He's hitting just 148 on the season with two runs batted in. Two in scoring position for him here in the first. Carrella takes a deep breath in the third, and time was called by plate umpire Caleb Martin right before that pitch came. And Carrella threw the pitch anyway. So it does not count. We'll reset and do it again. Mike Jarvis on third, Wyatt Hendry on second. RBI double, hit by pitch, respectively, and then a double steal, placing them both into scoring position. The 2-1 offering. Campagna swings and misses for a big strike two. Campagna wearing a big, bright, neon green long sleeve on that right arm. Even brighter than that fluorescent green shade in the Barbanegra's color scheme. He awaits the 2-2. Here it comes from Carrella. Breaking ball, swinging a tapper foul. Campagna staying alive. Wyatt Hendry, on that previous play, stealing second, his first steal of the season. Two in scoring position with two outs. Marauders trying to stretch the three-run lead. The 2-2 again to Campagna. He takes in the dirt. Tremendous block by Anthony Siegler. Dropping down to his knees and moving to his right. And the count full on Campagna. A tough stretch for Campagna continues over his last nine games. One for his last 29 at the plate. Be a big spot for a base hit for him here. Carrella looks in, nods to the signal, and comes set. His 3-2 on its way. Campagna swings and bounces it to short. Vargas charges it, gloves it cleanly. The throw on to first in time. Inning over, but the Marauders put three on the board. A Dixon homer, RBI doubles by Gonzalez and Jarvis. 3-0 Bradenton as we head to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it.
River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders righty Po Yu Chen back to pitch the second inning here in Bradenton. Working a clean first inning to get his evening underway. Left fielder Madison Santos stands in for the Tarpons. Left-handed batter takes the first offering at the knees for a strike. Pop out, strike out, ground out. The sequence for Chen, results-wise in that first inning. Here's his 0-1 to Santos. He swings late at the fastball and misses. The Marauders busy in the batter's box in the bottom of the first inning. Solo homer, Brandon Dixon. RBI doubles by Jacob Gonzalez and Mike Jarvis coming back-to-back. The 0-2. Santos swings at a breaking ball, taps it foul. A little bit of a tomahawk. Stays 0-2 on the Tarpons' left fielder. Here's the 0-2 from Chen. Taken high, ball one. Madison Santos in 17 games this year. Hitting at 238, one home run, 5 RBI. 32 strikeouts, that's most on the team. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball way outside, missed its mark, and Chen looking off into the distance, not happy with his release point. Chen gets the signal from Planchart. He delivers the 2-2. Taken just outside, Santos, a wise take. He works the count full after being down 0-2. Navy blue number 14 on the back of the gray jersey for Santos. 3-2 pitch coming, and he takes high for ball four. That's the first base runner of the night for the Tarpons. And Madison Santos, who has drawn his fair share of walks in the year. That's number 11 on the season, third most on the club. Opportunity here for Marcos Cabrera. Time called as Madison Santos on first base is getting that black oven mitt looking hand protector onto his left hand. Now he takes his lead as Cabrera steps in. Pitch by Chen. Fastball swung on and missed. Good quick and smooth slide step by Po Yu Chen on that pitch. He'll use that to keep base runners honest and be quick to home plate in delivering his pitches. Chen with his hands together, the 0-1. Breaking ball swung on, fouled right back this way and over the broadcast booth. Marauders 3, Tarpons nothing, top of the second inning. Closed off stance by Cabrera. The 0-2 pitch bounces in the dirt. Great third base line, 5 or 6 feet. But no advance from Santos off first base. Count goes to 1-2. Game 4 of the 6-game series. The Tarpons have won each of the last 3 games. Marauders trying to win this one. Snap off the losing streak and work their way toward a hopeful series split. The 1-2. Breaking ball, swinging a ground ball to third. Right there for it is Dixon. He goes to first base with the ball, and the throw is just in time to get the hustling Cabrera for the first out of the inning. Dixon looked to second, but saw the lead runner Santos gaining quickly on second base, so went the safe route. Ended up being a pretty close play at first. Grant Richardson, the batter. He's really had the Marauders' number in this series. The pitch, left-handed batter, swings early on the changeup and misses. Richardson got the night off last night. Really didn't phase the Tarpons' offensive output. 10-4 win for Tampa last night. Those 10 runs allowed a season high by Marauders pitching. Runner on second, one gone. The pitch, Richardson takes just a bit high. It's 1-1. Through his first two games in the series, Grant Richardson 3-for-7 with 5 runs batted in. 2 RBI night Tuesday, drove in 3 on Wednesday night. The 1-1 pitch, Richardson swings and misses, strike 2. Off-speed stuff working well for Po Yu Chen here early on tonight. Marauders leading 3-0 over the West Division rival Tarpons. Chen ready on the hill. His 1-2 coming. Richardson swings and misses. Down he goes. Strike 3. Second strikeout tonight by Po Yu Chen. Here's Anthony Siegler. Switch hitter bats left-handed against the right-hander Chen. Marauders 3, Tarpons nothing, top of the second inning here at Lecom Park. Chen looks back at second, the pitch to Siegler, big swing and a miss. Siegler, born in Arizona, attended high school in Cartersville, Georgia. Yankees made him their first round pick in 2018, out of Cartersville High. And really hasn't had a lot of success, to be frank, since entering the pro ranks, although he's off to a solid start this season. His fourth year as a pro. The 0-1, slow breaking ball dropped by Plotchart. Rule the ball, it's 1-1. 2018 season split between the Gulf Coast League and short season Pulaski for Anthony Siegler. Spent 2019 with the Charleston River Dogs at single A. Last season at High A Hudson Valley, played 41 games, hit .219. 1-1 pitch. Siegler swings and lines one into right center field for a base hit. Madison Santos being waved home around third base, and he scores standing up as the throw comes in towards second base. It's an RBI single for Anthony Siegler, and the Tarpons are on the board. It's now 3-1. That smooth stroke and ability to make hard contact is certainly still there for Siegler. Still only 22 years of age. Plenty of development time left as the Yankees look to bring him along. Here's Roberto Chirinos looking at one a tad low, maybe a bit outside. Righty on righty with a runner on first base. Chirinos in the box represents the tying run for Tampa. Chen deals, and the fastball is inside. Siegler, though a catcher, had plenty of experience playing at the infield and outfield in high school. He runs well, and he has stolen two bases this year, including one earlier in the series. Pitch. A natural tendency in the baseball world is when the catcher finds his way aboard. You assume no threat to steal. That's not quite the case with Siegler. Gets a generous lead off first base. Gonzalez holding him on. The 2-1 pitch. Chirinos lays off low for ball 3. Chirinos, 21-year-old from Venezuela. 3-1 pitch, taken for strike 2 right down the middle with the fastball. Chirinos tried to sell the ball for a call. Threw the bat aside. Now he has to go and grab it. Little mini walk of shame there. Chen hoping to use that as an opportunity to avenge the at-bat and finish off the inning. 3-2, 2 outs. Runner on first will be in motion. Here's the pitch. There goes Siegler. Pitch is swung on. A soft blooper towards shallow center. Second baseman Jarvis out. He makes the catch. Inning over, but the RBI single by Siegler makes it a 3-1 Marauders lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Hey fans, we want to remind you to come out to Lecom Park tomorrow night for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Tomorrow night will feature a pregame concert on the Fan Plaza by Tromp Rock Junkies. And fans can purchase a special ticket package to receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Marauders will wear Margaritaville-themed jerseys tonight that will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. Get your tickets online at BradentonMarauders.com. Welcome you back to Lecom Park, where the score is the Bradenton Barbanegras 3 and the Tampa Tarpons 1. Copa de la Diversión celebrates its night here in Bradenton as we recognize and honor local Hispanic and Latino communities. Giovanni Planchart, 20-year-old catcher from Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela, leads off the second for the Marauders. First pitch, a swing and a bouncing ball to short. Vargas charges and grabs it, throwing to first in time, one away. Here comes the man that put the first run of the game on the board very early on, Brendan Dixon. Solo homer to the boardwalk in left center, just below the video board. His fourth home run of the season. Part of a three-run Marauders first inning. Here's Carrella with the windup and the toss. Dixon takes on the outside corner a strike. Carrella with the motion in the 0-1. Dixon takes a slider this time in for strike two. Dixon nodding, and Caleb Martin, plate umpire, looked like Dixon was asking him if that was more or less the edge of the strike zone. The 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball just low for ball one. Similar spot to where the last pitch was. On two. Slider again, low and outside. Easier take that time for Dixon. Sun coming and going from behind a couple of white clouds off to the west. Most of the outfield splashed in sunshine. Bits and pieces of the infield in sunshine right now. 2-2 coming. Dixon takes in the dirt, plucked out by Siegler, and the count runs full on the Marauders' leadoff hitter in the order. One out with nobody on base. Marauders 3, Tarpons 1. Carrella going to the rosin bag, quickly behind the mound. Now his windup. 3-2 pitch to Dixon. His take in low for ball four. Brendan Dixon earns the one-out walk. Couple of close pitches in that plate appearance. And Dixon showing tremendous discipline, earning the free pass aboard. That brings up Sung Che Chang. Chang reached on a fielding error by the shortstop Alexander Vargas, his first time up. Marauders trying to add on to their two-run lead. The toss, Chang swings and drives it foul out of play down the left field line. Hits have come in bunches for the 20-year-old from Taiwan. Chang second on the team with 7 multi-hit games this year. Center fielder Jason Dominguez playing him a couple of steps toward the opposite gap, left center. Carrella, the right-hander, deals the 0-1. Chang swings at a breaking ball, fouls it back, just getting a piece.
Saw Brennan Dixon take a couple of quick steps into secondary leadoff first. Didn't go. Haven't seen Brennan Dixon break for a steal at any point yet this season. The 0-2 pitch. Chang takes low, ball one. National free agent out of Taiwan in July the 2nd, 2019. Played winter ball in Colombia this past winter. Now Corella with the 1-2 pitch. Chang takes this one low, 2-2. Pre-game chat with Chang about a week ago. Talked about some of his idols growing up in the baseball world. Francisco Lindor, one of his favorite players during his high school years. He gets a 2-2 offering. Chang swings and bounces it softly to second. Santos fields it, goes to second for one, and that's all the Tarpons get. 4-6 on the putout. Brennan Dixon erased. And it's two-way as Sungche Chang is on first base. Rodolfo Nolasco will bat next. Nolasco bounced into a 5-4-3 double play in his first trip. Seeing the ball well lately. Over his last three games, 7-for-13 at the plate. Corella, long pause, he deals, there goes Chang for second. Pitches inside, throw to second by Siegler. Is not in time, Chang is safe. And a bewildered Luis Santos for the second time tonight can't believe that his tag on a stealing base runner was not in time. Look at it again, and well, that one a bit more bang-bang, and Chang seemed pretty confident that he was in there. So stolen base number 5 on the season for Sungche Chang. He's in a scoring position for Rodolfo Nolasco, who faces a 1-0 count. Corella with the delivery. Nolasco swings and chops it foul toward the camera well, third base side. Joe Knight of our grounds crew here at Leacom Park almost had a chance to grab that ball on the bounce. Here's the set by the right-hander Corella. Lead off second by Chang. Dancing 1-1 coming. Nolasco takes a knee-high strike on a fastball. 234 average on the year for Nolasco. One home run, 8 runs batted in. As mentioned, really turning up the heat lately with that bat. 3 RBI in his last 2 games. The 1-2 toss. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and down goes Nolasco for strike 3. Chang left stranded on second here in the second inning. Bradenton leads Tampa 3-1 as we head to the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Leacom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Leacom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
To the third inning at Leacom Park in Bradenton. Marauders lead the Tampa Tarpons 3-1. And Marauders playing as the Bradenton Barbanegras tonight. Saluting Hispanic and Latino heritage this evening. Bright teal and fluorescent green uniforms on the field. Same as the Marauders sported last year. For Tampa here in the third inning, 9-1 and 2 in their lineup, Luis Santos will bat first. Bo-Yu Chen, inning number 3 of work. He gets a swing and a foul back from Santos, 0-1. Marauders, 3 runs in the bottom of the first inning. Solo home run, Brendan Dixon. RBI doubles back-to-back. Jacob Gonzalez, Mike Jarvis. Tarpon's got one back in the second. Next pitch, swung on, socked out to deep right field. This is over the head of Rodolfo Nolasco and bounces up against the wall. Into second base goes Luis Santos, and he stops right there as a strong Nolasco throw gets in toward the infield. Leadoff double for Santos. That'll bring up the tying run to the plate for Tampa. Alexander Vargas, very aggressive hitter, batting at the top of the order for the fourth straight game for the Tarpons. Tarpons winners of 3 in a row and 6 of their last 7. Vargas, the switch hitter, bats left-handed against Chen, who deals, and a swing and a miss at that changeup. Changeup on point for Chen tonight. Lots of swings and misses. A couple of called strikes on it. Here in Bradenton, wind pushing out to center field substantially. That could have some effect on fly balls. The 0-1, Vargas swings and lifts it to left field. Long run for Jace Bowen. He is back. His ball's over his head off the wall. Santos into third. He's coming home. Shortstop Chang. Relay throw to the plate is much too high and sails to the backstop. And into third base goes Alexander Vargas. And all of a sudden, that tying run on third. Nobody out for the Tarpons. Sungjae Chang, a strong arm, but really airmailed that throw home. And not only not in time to get Luis Santos scoring, but also allowing an additional base to Alexander Vargas. The errors that were really not a concern for the Marauders through the first couple of weeks of the season have now reared their ugly heads. And Bradenton, here's Jason Dominguez. First pitch, just swing and a foul back. Marauders infield up here, playing on the cut of the grass. Ground ball comes to one of the four men on the infield. They would look the runner back to third, ideally, and prevent him from scoring. The 0-1, Dominguez takes a slow curveball that misses high from Chang. 1-1 on Dominguez. Here's the set. Chan, a quick worker. Here's his 1-1. Fastball swung on it, foul back. Leadoff double, then an RBI double by Alexander Vargas, taking third on the throwing error. Sungjae Chang's third error of the season has made it a one-run ball game. The 1-2, swinging and a dribbler foul into the Marauders' dugout. Juan Jerez sitting on top of one of the Gatorade coolers on the top dugout step, grabbing that ball as it bounced off the netting along the side. Another 1-2 coming to Jason Dominguez. That pitch low inside. Punch arch. Good job to glove it. Blue skies overhead. Temperatures in the mid-80s here at Lecom Park. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball deep to center field. Campagna back. He is on the warning track. Leaps up, and this ball is gone. Jason Dominguez with a 2-run homer, and Tampa takes a 4-3 lead here in the third inning. There's that big-time pop from Jason Dominguez, his first home run of the series. No doubt about it, out to straightaway center field, 400 feet away here at Lecom Park. That brings up the equally, if not more powerful, Anthony Garcia. Fastball too high from Chen. Those 4 runs allowed for Chen. Now a season high. Here's the pitch. Garcia takes it to the knee. Is a strike. Jason Dominguez, Yankees number 3 prospect, with a go-ahead 2-run blast here in the third inning. His second home run of the year. The 1-1 offering. That's taken on the inside corner, strike 2. Anthony Garcia struggling in this series. A lot of strikeouts accumulating for him. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a tapper foul. Last night in particular, a bit of a slog for Garcia from the three spot in the order. Struck out four times, but also singled in the seventh inning. Scored the Tarpons' final run of the game last night. Looks like Giovanni Planchart took a little bit of the brunt of that foul tip by Garcia. He's good to go. Here's the set, the 1-2 from Chen. Garcia takes strike three at the knees. Good recovery from Po Yu Chen to get the strikeout looking. And that's finally the first out here in the third inning. Madison Santos will bat next. Outfield straight away in deep on the left-handed batter. The pitch, Santos swings big and misses. Santos worked a 7-pitch walk back in the second inning to lead off the frame. Later scored on an Anthony Siegler 2-out single. Pitch by Chen. That one taken low. Two doubles, a two-run homer. Tarpons lead now 4-3. Next pitch in there for strike two. Chen with the 1-2 pitch now. Breaking ball way too high. Lively Friday night crowd here at Lee Comp Park. Watching the Marauders and the Tarpons square off for game four of the series. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball inside. Santos turns away from it. And the count moves full. The set by Chen. Payoff pitch from the righty. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Santos chased in the dirt. Oh, Yu Chen, some nice mid-inning adjustments. Getting Garcia and Santos on strikes back-to-back after the go-ahead two-run bomb. Here comes Marcos Cabrera. Grounded 1-3 in his first trip. Here's the first offering. Fastball in there for strike one. Throughout the series, we've been talking about some of the other guys in the baseball world who have remarkably a closed-off stance, as does Marcos Cabrera. The options are few. Next one, low and outside, ball one. Josh Donaldson comes to mind. Edgar Renteria from a few years back. Very closed off, although considerably more crouched. Marcos Cabrera very upright in his closed stance. 1-1 pitch. Right around knee high, but ruled low. That's 2-1. Tarpons, 4 runs, 4 hits. The Marauders, 3 runs, 4 hits. 2-1 offering. Cabrera swings and taps it foul, evening the count. Wind picking up. Seriously pushing out to center field here at Lee Comp. 3 flags atop the batter's eye at center, showing that. 2-2 pitch. Fastball. Got him looking. Strike three at the knees. Solid recovery by Po Yu Chen, but the damage done. Tarpons take the lead on the two-run blast by Jason Dominguez. We head to the bottom of the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Lee Comp Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. and with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Breezy Bradenton evening. Welcome you back to Lee Cobb Park, where the Marauders and Tampa Tarpons square off. Game four of the series. Chase Bowen leads off the bottom of the third. Tarpons leading 4-3. Pitch to Bowen high, and its side buzzed his tower with a fastball. Bowen bending backwards out of the way. Chase with a two-out double his first time up. Part of a three-run Marauders first inning. Built a 3-0 lead. It didn't hold, though. Tarpons jolting ahead with a three-run top of the third inning. There's a swing and a foul tip into the mitt by Bowen. Count 1-1. Tarp by Anthony Siegler. In the third, RBI double, Alexander Vargas. Go-ahead two-run homer by Jason Dominguez. 1-1 pitch. Fastball right down Broadway for strike two. Juan Carella starting to smooth things out ever so gradually, the 1-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball, swing, and a miss. Bowen badly fooled. Strike three. Breaking ball's low and away. Been a real struggle for Jace Bowen lately. And Juan Carella earns his second strikeout of the game. Here's Jacob Gonzalez, who also contributed to that three-run Marauders first inning. RBI doubled. It scored Bowen. Here's the motion in the toss by Carella. Gonzalez takes a slider for a strike. Carella shakes off one side, now into his windup. 0-1, swinging a pop-up, coming back this way, headed out of play. And on top of the roof, just over the broadcast booth. Jacob Gonzalez with that RBI double in the first, stretching his on-base streak to 23 consecutive games. Came in hitting .407 on the season. The 0-2 breaking ball swung on, pounded into the ground, foul. And nice reaching grab by Gustavo Omana, coaching at third base. Finding a young fan in the seats, throwing that ball over the extended netting. Carella ready. Here comes his 0-2 again to Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. Got him on the fastball. Strike three. That's three strikeouts in a row by Carella, going back to the final out of the second inning. And ill timing for the Marauders here, right as the Tarpons bats come to life. Marauders bats suddenly getting fooled a little by the right-hander. Mike Jarvis taking an extra beat or two to dig in. He's trying to get Carella out of his groove a little. Here's the first pitch to Jarvis. He swings and whacks a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jarvis really picking it up the past couple of days. RBI double in the second. Now an opposite field single here in the third inning. He represents the tying run on first base. Here's Wyatt Hendry hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. And he steps in representing the go-ahead run for Bradenton. Tampa leading 4-3 here in the bottom of the third. Carella set to the belt. And deals. There goes Jarvis for second. Pitches a ball. Throw to second. In time to get Jarvis on a bang-bang play. He's caught stealing and the inning is over. Marauders get nothing here in the third. We head to the fourth. Tampa leads 4-3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule. like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Down 9th Street here in Bradenton. For those watching on MLB TV this evening, sunny and warm Friday night here at Leecom Park. Grant Richardson leads off the fourth for Tampa. He goes after the first pitch and fouls it back. Po Yu Chen back out for the fourth inning. Marauders starter surrendering three runs in the top of the third inning, giving Tampa the lead for the first time in this game. The 0-1 pitch, Richardson swings, pops it up, third base side out of play. Marauders led 3-0 coming out of the first. Tampa chipping away. One run in the second inning. And three to take the lead in the third. Jason Dominguez, a go-ahead two-run bomb in that inning. The 0-2. Richardson hit in the foot by the 0-2 pitch. Not the sequence that Chen wanted there. And Richardson slow out of the box at first. Now in a light jog down the first baseline. Manager Rachel Balkovec, who coaches first base for the Tarpons, talking with Richardson and getting the intel on exactly where it got him, maybe. Anthony Siegler, the next man up. He had an RBI single and his first at bat in the second. The pitch. Siegler lays off high. Five strikeouts on the evening for Po Yu Chen. Grant Richardson on first base. No steals yet this year. The pitch, way outside, 2-0 the count. To his credit, Po Yu Chen made some nice adjustments after the Dominguez go-ahead homer last inning. Proceeded to strike out the next three straight batters. Time is out for a mound visit. Going to talk with Po Yu Chen, who journeys around the backside of the mound for a minute. Well, we have the chance to look at some other affiliates' action in the Pirates organization tonight. We also see right now in the Marauders bullpen, a right-hander loosening, Junior Tebow, righty from the Dominican, starting to throw. Triple A Indianapolis, some more bad luck today. Yesterday, they had their game suspended, score tied 5-5 with Louisville going into the bottom of the ninth inning. Rain came, two teams were unable to continue, so play was suspended. They were supposed to pick that up tonight. Unfortunately, the two teams were rained out again tonight. So they'll resume that suspended game tomorrow at 5:30 and then play their regularly scheduled game at 7:05 afterwards. Anthony Siegler swings at a 2-0 pitch and misses. Double-A Altoona, a 2-1 loss to the Erie Seawolves. Tigers double-A affiliate yesterday. Double-A Altoona losing six of their last seven games now. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a bouncer, foul down the first baseline. And Siegler might have actually hit that ball off his own foot. Altoona going with left-hander Omar Cruz. Came over from the New York Mets in the same deal that netted the Pirates' Andy Rodriguez. Former Marauder Nick Garcia going for high A Greensboro tonight on the mound against the Asheville Tourists. Next pitch to Siegler, swung on and lifted foul down the left field line. Look at some live scores coming up too on those affiliates for the Pirates. Greensboro trailing Asheville 4-0 in the top of the fourth inning at the moment at First National Bank Field in Greensboro. 2-2, Siegler swings and foul, tips it into the mitt. Strike three. Strikeout number six on the night for Po Yu Chen. It's one away for the Tarpons here in the fourth as they lead it 4-3. The Altoona curve Heading to the bottom of the sixth inning in Erie Pennsylvania, 2-1. Solid outing for Omar Cruz so far. Roberto Chirinos for the Tarpons. Swings the first pitch and tops it foul. Marauders have dropped three straight games. And they trail by one here tonight. Next pitch swung on and bounced toward third. Foul. Fielded bare hand by the left hand of Michel Hernandez, defensive coach at third base for the Tarpons. Chen gets the sign. It sets. The 0-2 to Chirinos is taken for ball one low. Ball dropped by Plotchard. He was going to go for a snap throw to first. Dropped it. Couldn't make the throw. Richardson dove in safely. No throw. Chen ready at the chest. And his 1-2. Chirinos swings, fouls it back. We'll see another. That's another ball onto the roof. That's about three or four balls that have stayed up on the roof now of the radio booth and of the press box. Chan ready. Small leadoff first by Richardson. And the 1-2 delivery again. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strike three. Seven strikeouts tonight for Po Yu Chen. That matches his season high and matches his career high, as a matter of fact. That curveball right on the inner half of the plate. Chirinos couldn't turn on it. Here's Luis Santos. Right-handed batter. Gets brushed back a bit by high and inside fastball. Tampa 4, Bradenton 3. We're in the top of the fourth. Sun setting off to the third base side here at Lecom Park. As Chen is ready, it is 1-0. Swinging a breaking ball, and it's punched foul down the right field line into the bleachers. Races on between a couple of boys trying to get to the ball, and slightly taller of the two boys, able to grab it first. High and inside, Santos going to his knees. A gentle and slow motion bail out of the way. Po Yu Chen trying to keep it a one-run contest here in the fourth inning. He nods the sign from Planchart. Ready. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Po Yu Chen one strike away from a new career high in strikeouts as he works here in the fourth inning. He is ready. Chen fires the 2-2 pitch. It's low and outside. A good block by Planchard. The count runs full. No go off first from Grant Richardson. He will be in motion on this next pitch, though. Count full, two outs. Runner on first will be in motion. Long look in by Chen. He is ready. Right-hander's 3-2 is swung on and rolled foul down the third baseline. Michel Hernandez choosing not to take his chances with that ground ball. Just sort of stuck his left foot out at it. Santos windmilling the bat around. Circling it slowly over his right shoulder. 3-2 again. Runner goes, and it is ball four just low and outside. And Po Yu Chen has his right hand on his hip as he looks toward home plate. Not happy after not getting the call. And another look at the pitch. That did indeed appear to miss by a tad. Timeout call. Here's manager Jonathan Johnston out to the mound. That may be it for Chen. Runners on first and second after the two-out walk. And there's the move to the bullpen. Junior Tebow will come on in relief for the Marauders here in the fourth inning. Po Yu Chen finishes matching his career high with 7 strikeouts. Tampa leading, though, 4-3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Right-hander Junior Tebow is on the pitch for the Marauders. He inherits runners on first and second from Po Yu Chen, whose evening is finished after 3 2/3 innings of work. Here at Leacon Park, the Marauders trail the Tarpons 4-3. And Po Yu Chen, kind of an oddball mixed bag of results tonight, giving up 4 runs over his 3 2/3. Those 4 runs a season high, but finishing with 7 strikeouts, matching his career high. So Junior Tebow on to face Alexander Vargas, switch hitter batting left-handed. First and second, way inside for ball one. Tebow has been wild at times this season. 7 walks, 7 strikeouts over 8 2/3 innings. Opponents not with many hits off him, batting just 167 in his 6 appearances. Here's the 1-0. Vargas swings and misses. Fastball at 96 low. It is a live right arm for Junior Tebow. He'll crank that fastball up to 97. Alexander Vargas, a free swinger, has a 1-1 count to the plate. Tebow deals home. 1-1, check swing of the breaking ball. And he did not go around. That was a pitch that looked to be right around the zone anyway. And a little surprising not to see that pitch called a strike. 2-1 on Vargas. Grant Richardson on second, Luis Santos on first. The 2-1. Swinging a high fly ball down the right field line. This ball drilled foul. That one absolutely smoked. Marcus roping it foul. That'll end up as a souvenir. 2-2 the count. Tebow one strike away from escaping the jam and keeping this a one-run ball game. Tebow deals the 2-2. Vargas swings and bounces it softly foul up the first baseline. Grant Richardson hit by an 0-2 pitch to lead off the inning. Luis Santos on first worked a 2-out walk on a borderline pitch. That spelled Po Yu Chen's exit. The 2-2 again. Vargas takes a little too high for ball three. That fastball clocked in 98. Vargas leaning back away from it. Just missed the zone. Full count, 2 outs, 2 men aboard. Here's the set. And the pitch. There go the runners. It is swung on and missed. Strike 3. Tebow with the heat. And he gets him on strikes. Inning. Tarpons still lead 4-3 here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Lecom Park. The Marauders trail 4-3. Wyatt Hendry leads off the inning and takes a first pitch slider strike. Smith welcoming you back to Lecom Park, where the shade has moved over the playing field on this warm night. The 0-1 pitch, a swing and a chopper foul. Ooh, Hendry fouled it off his own leg. Hendry quickly hitting the dirt and just as quickly back to his feet, thankfully. Ambling around gently, trying to walk off the pain. Wyatt Hendry hit by a pitch in his first plate appearance. Stole second base but was left stranded in the first inning. Here's Carela, the right-hander, with the 0-2. Hendry swings and misses through the slider, strike three. Now as Po-Yu Chin started strong for the Marauders, he lost a little steam near the end there. Meanwhile, trending in the opposite direction, Juan Carela started off rocky and has since smoothed things out. He racks up his fourth strikeout there on Hendry. Sergio Campagna will bat next. Wind up and the offering. Swinging a high fly ball down the right field line by Campagna. Foul. Four runs, four hits for Tampa. Three runs, five hits for Bradenton. The 0-1. Campagna gets one high and tight. Taken for a ball. Juan Carela. Navy blue number 17 on the back of the Tampa road gray jersey. Shows the high navy blue socks on the mound. Into his motion. 1-1. Campagna swings, bounces this one foul. Gustavo Omana letting that ball ricochet into shallow left. Out of his reach. Campagna, 20-year-old native of Santo Domingo in the Dominican, signed with the Pirates in 2018. Struggling with the bat here the first month plus of the season. Still providing stellar defense in the outfield in the meantime. He gets a 1-2 toss and takes a look at a fastball for strike three in the outside corner. Quickly two outs here in the fourth for Bradenton. Giovanni Planchart will bat next. He grounded to short his first trip tonight. Carela, the windup, and the pitch. Planchart takes low and inside under the hands. Sun setting and losing some natural daylight here. Field covered in shade. Probably see the stadium lights come on at some point soon. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Juan Carela sitting at five strikeouts for the night. Still three shy of his season high. 1-1. Breaking ball in there for strike two. Slider a good one all evening for Carela. He's been able to throw for strikes. He's been able to spot it low and away for swings and misses. The 1-2. Slider buried that time. No go by Planchart. Evens up at 2-2 on the Marauders catcher. Right-hander working at blinding speed. Here he comes with a 2-2 offering. Planchart takes just outside ball three. Nice spot for the two-strike slider. But no call by Caleb Martin. Carela going to the spike strip on the back of the mound, knocking the dirt from his cleats. And now Giovanni Planchart is called out on strikes for a pitch clock violation. And that's the end of the fourth inning. First time we've seen this by Marauders hitter this season. And so the fourth inning is history here at Lee-Com Park. We move on to the fifth. Tampa 4, Bradenton 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee-Com Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jersey after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Sun setting here in Bradenton on a picturesque Friday evening. And the stadium lights starting to come on here at Lee-Com Park. Nice, comfortable breeze. All in all, a perfect Friday night for a ball game. Spencer Smith back with you tonight for the top of the fifth inning here in Bradenton. And we're looking at a 4-3 Tampa Tarpons lead. Marauders had a 3-0 lead coming out of the first inning. Tampa chipped away immediately. Anthony Siegler, an RBI single in the second. RBI double in the third by Alexander Vargas. Jason Dominguez follow with a go-ahead two-run shot. And speaking of Dominguez, here he is to lead off the fifth for Tampa. Junior Tebow, who recorded the final out of the fourth inning in relief, will get a full frame of work here in the fifth. Tall right-hander sets, deals to Dominguez, who swings and pops it up out of play off on the third base side. Dominguez go-ahead two-run blast, a missile that really seemed like it never stopped rising. Out to center field, here's the 0-1. Misses away, ball one. Fastball, 95, 96, 97 from Tebow. Saw him touch 98 in one pitch last inning in an eventual strikeout. Musets, and the 1-1 coming. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. Bowen trots over, gives it a look, and it falls out of play. Switch hitter batting left-handed, Dominguez awaits a 1-2. Tebow fires, and the fastball, 97, late on the swing. Dominguez fouls this one away. That black glove resting on his knee, gets the sign, comes set. 1-2 again, breaking ball. This one, spoiled foul in the air. I'm starting to see some of that bat control. And action from Jason Dominguez. Tebow trying to finish off the at-bat. 1-2 once more. Swung on and laced into right field for a base hit. 97 on the fastball. Hit equally hard, if not harder, on its way out. Jason Dominguez with leadoff single here in the fifth. Well, here on the Copa de la Diversión here at Lee-Com Park, all the festivities. Mentioned earlier, fans getting the Roberto Clemente cap for those who purchased a special ticket package in advance tonight. Also had musician Renacito performing live on the Fan Plaza this evening. Here's a swing and a miss of the first pitch. Anthony Garcia behind 0-1. Renacito also performing an instrumental version of the national anthem on his acoustic guitar behind home plate. The 0-1, Garcia takes one spiked into the dirt, and Plachart able to knock it down. For 3, Tampa leads here in the fifth. Here's the 1-1 to Garcia. Breaking ball misses upstairs. 2-1 the count. Garcia 0-2. Ground out to short in the first inning. Struck out looking in the third. Tebow sets belt high. Here's the pitch. Garcia swings big and misses. Strike 2. A big cut from a big man. Anthony Garcia brings some of the most fearsome power to the plate you'll ever see. He had a couple of long balls here at Lecom late last summer. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a line drive out to left center. Jace Bowen chasing after it. He dives and he makes the catch. Oh, baby, what a play by Jace Bowen. Bowen takes a base hit away from Anthony Garcia in the gap. And it's one away in the fifth inning. There's Madison Santos. A walk and a strikeout for the Tarpons left fielder batting cleanup. The pitch, Santos takes. Fastball a little too high. 4 runs, 5 hits for the Tarpons. 3 runs on 5 hits for the Marauders. 1 error per side tonight. The 1-0 pitch, Santos takes a slider. Too high, ball 2. Santos settled in the box and gets the 2-0 offering. Fastball high and tight for ball 3. Junior Tebow falls behind. Santos from Monte Cristi in the Dominican Republic. He gets the 3-0 pitch and takes all the way, looks at a fastball strike. Santos signing with the Yankees in January of 2018. Joined Tampa late in the summer last year, August the 3rd. Unfortunately, landed on the injured list later that month. 3-1 pitch. Taken low, ball 4, and they're now 2 aboard here in the fifth inning with only 1 away. With a righty-on-righty matchup coming on, Junior Tebow watches as pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo is out for a mound visit. Well, this evening down on the field, in addition to all the other festivities, also saw the sons of Roberto Clemente, Luis and Roberto Jr., for a check presentation from the Roberto Clemente Foundation as part of our pregame ceremonies today. Luis and Roberto Jr. also visiting this morning Johnson Middle School right here in Bradenton. Speaking about the new Clemente Community Challenge, you'll have to learn a little bit more about that with one of the brothers. Planning on joining us on the air. And the brothers and multiple Marauders players and coaches in attendance, front office staff members as well at Johnson Middle School this morning. And that special assembly. Marty the Marauder even made a special appearance there. Mound meeting over. Here's Marcos Cabrera. First and second with one out for the Tarpons here in the fifth. They're already staked out to a 4-3 lead. Tebow delivers, and a fastball grounded to short. Backhanded by Chang. Throw to second for one. Throw to first is not in time. Good job by Jacob Gonzalez, saving a throwing error with a dive to his backhand side. Well, even though the throw was late, Gonzalez, knowing the situation, nice diving save of that ball, presenting an additional advance of the leading runner. So up to third base goes Jason Dominguez. And that'll bring up Grant Richardson. Two outs, men on the corners for Richardson, who's driven in 5 runs in this series. The pitch, Richardson takes in the dirt. Blanchard, nice job blocking it. Tebow trying to keep the Marauders' deficit at 1. His 1-0 pitch, runner breaks for second, throw down to second by Hendry, not in time, and back into third base goes Dominguez after taking a few quick steps toward home. And Giovanni Planchard, sorry, on the throw down to second. Throw too late as Marcos Cabrera steals second base, his fourth steal of the year. Now it's second and third with two outs. The 1-1 pitch to Richardson, swinging at a liner foul out of play out toward 9th Street. Heads up out there. Ninth Street running parallel to the left field line here at Lecom Park. Always a bit of a risky trip out there during a Marauders game. Plenty of foul balls usually find their way out that direction. The 1-2, Richardson swings, pops it up, third base side. And look out on 9th Street again. Off the metal roof over the third base seats. Tebow looking for one more strike to finish off the inning. The 1-2 again. Richardson swings and tops it foul. Ball got a little bit of a bite of both catcher and umpire. Mostly the plate umpire, Caleb Martin. Martin down on his left knee, clearly in some discomfort. Giovanni Planchard looking at him in concern. And Casey Lee, the Marauders athletic trainer, going to assess the situation. Matt Watkowski, the base umpire. They're right next to his partner as well. And now he's being helped to his feet. Going into a little bit of a bend, trying to stretch things out. And looks like he might be able to continue. Looks like he's trying to very carefully put weight on that right foot. Might have been where that ball got him. So Caleb Martin ready to go. He's thankfully okay. So the at-bat continues by Grant Richardson, still 1-2 the count. He has a chance to extend the Tarpons' one-run lead here in the fifth inning. Junior Tebow, pretty effortful fifth inning here on in relief. He sets the 1-2 pitch. Richardson swings and fouls this one off. Four foul balls in a row by the left-handed hitting Richardson. For the Tarpons, Jason Dominguez on third, Marcos Cabrera on second base. Here's the 1-2 offering. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Tebow escapes the inning, and the Tarpons strand a pair in scoring position. Move to the fifth. Tampa still leads 4-3 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here in Bradenton at Lecom Park, the Tampa Tarpons lead the Marauders 4-3, celebrating Copa de la Diversión tonight, celebrating Latino and Hispanic cultures. The Marauders dressing as the Bradenton Barba Negras tonight. Here's Brendan Dixon leading off in the bottom of the fifth. He looks at a slider strike from right-hander Juan Carella. Brendan Dixon, a solo blast out to left center in the first inning. Hot start for the Marauders. 0-1 pitch is low and inside. That ignited a three-run first inning for Bradenton. Saw RBI doubles by Jacob Gonzalez and Mike Jarvis as well. Lead wouldn't hold, though. Tarpon surged ahead. They still lead 4-3. 1-1 pitch is swung on, grounded to third. Off the mitt of the third baseman Cabrera. That's a fair ball and clangs around the rolled-up tarp. Dixon thinks of it and heads into first base. As that ball is a bit of a funky spinner down to the hot corner. That ball just stayed fair by inches behind the bag at third. And Marcos Cabrera couldn't make the backhand pick. Might have actually caught a piece of the bag on its way in. So Brendan Dixon aboard to open up the fifth inning for the Marauders. That's been ruled a single. Here's Sung Che Cheng. The first delivery by Corella. Misses low and outside. Well, we welcome any Tampa Tarpons fans listening in, as well as any Yankees prospect followers. This is a talented and star-studded roster for the visiting Tarpons tonight. They lead 4-3 here in the fifth. Corella sets a long time, now deals the 1-0. Cheng takes low and inside. Siegler looking at runner Dixon back into first base. Right at the top third of the batting order for the Tarpons. Three top 30 ranked prospects in the Yankee system by Baseball America. Jason Dominguez, ranked number 3. Anthony Garcia, number 27. Alexander Vargas, 28. Corella sets. And the 2-0 pitch to Cheng. Swinging a bouncing ball to second, could be two. Santos fields it, throws to short for one. Vargas will not have a play on Cheng at first. So the Tarpons get only the lead runner on the 4-6 putout. Also, we've given you the Pirates affiliate scoreboard update. Tarpons and Yankees fans, we have not forgotten about you. Although there is limited action to report tonight. A couple of Yankees affiliates rained out this evening. Their local regions. Rodolfo Nolasco bats next for the Marauders, who trail by one here in the fifth. Corella deals. Nolasco swings and bounces one high to third. Cabrera has it. Goes to second for one. Throw on to first. In time to get Nolasco, so that Yankees affiliate scoreboard will have to wait. Nolasco bounces into the inning-ending double play. Moves 4-3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leacon Park, where the score is Tampa 4, Bradenton 3. Spencer Smith back with you tonight on this warm Friday evening in Bradenton. We look at, for the Tarpons, catcher Anthony Siegler leading off the inning here in the sixth. First pitch to him, misses a bit. Outside, ball one. Junior Tebow still on the mound in relief for the Marauders. He's taking care of business for Poyu Chen, who exited after 3 2/3 innings, left with a jam. 1-0 pitch, low and inside for ball two. Poyu Chen leaving with two outs in the fourth inning. Tebow able to record an inning-ending strikeout and strand a couple of inherited runners. Tebow working around some base runners for a scoreless fifth inning after that. 2-0, Siegler Takes just low, 3-0. Siegler has a very sharp eye. And continues to display that tonight. RBI single and a strikeout for him this evening. Switch hitter batting left-handed awaits the pitch. 3-0 from Tebow is low and inside for ball four. Leadoff walk. Well, as promised right before the past inning break, for the Yankees fans and Tarpons fans listening in, a little scoreboard update coming your way from other Yankees affiliates. Unfortunately, two Yankees affiliates, Hudson Valley Renegades, were set to visit the Jersey Shore Blue Claws, continuing their series. They got rained out in Lakewood, New Jersey. Swinging a foul back here by Roberto Chirinos, 0-1 the count. And the AA Somerset Patriots, who are set to host the New Hampshire Fisher Cats in the continuation of their series. Somerset also rained out this evening. The 0-1, Chirinos takes a fastball for strike two from Tebow. The AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders in the bottom of the sixth lead the Rochester Red Wings 7-6. Rochester, top affiliate of the Nationals, and now Junior Tebow has been called for a balk as he drops the ball on the mound. Tebow's going to have to maneuver around another man in scoring position as Anthony Siegler, who runs well, gets the extra base on the balk. 0-2 on Luis Santos. There goes Siegler for third. The pitch is swung on a miss. Throw to third by Planchard is not in time. And it's a stolen base for Anthony Siegler, who got a huge lead. Blanchard barely had a chance, even if that throw had been perfect. So Roberto Chirinos down on strikes. One out with the runner on third base. And just for a few more details on that Scranton-Wilkes-Barre score for Yankees and Tarpons fans listening in wanting some updates. Pitch to Luis Santos low and outside. That gets through Planchard. Here comes Siegler. He scores with a head-first slide. He scores from third on the wild pitch by Tebow. And Tampa now takes a 5-3 lead. Junior Tebow, little erratic at times, and his command struggles getting the best of him so far here in the sixth. Grand Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders tonight. Getting a two-run double from Armando Alvarez. RBI single from Matt Pita. Here's the 1-0 to Luis Santos. Fastball for a ball just outside. 2-0. Max McDowell, RBI double. Jose Peraza, also an RBI double. Two-run double. 2-0 offering. Santos takes just off the outside corner for ball three. Trevor Lane, left-hander from the Seattle area, on in relief for the AAA Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders at the moment. 3-0 pitch, a fastball, strike at the knees. That's 3-1 on Luis Santos. Meanwhile, for the Marauders, some action in the right field bullpen with the right-hander throwing. Here's the set. Junior Tebow with a 3-1, swinging a bouncing ball to short. Chang has it. On a favorable bounce, throws to first just in time to get the speedy Luis Santos. And the throw in time for the second out. That brings up Alexander Vargas. Base is empty with two outs. Another run across for Tampa here in the sixth inning. The pitch, Vargas takes a big slider for a strike. Nice filthy bender there from Tebow. Anthony Siegler walked, took second on a balk, stole third, and then scored on a wild pitch here this inning. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Vargas going down to a knee on the follow-through. About as free swinging as they come, but this guy can really hit the ball hard. Here's the 0-2 from Tebow. Vargas swings and chops it foul off his own leg. He crumples to the ground in the batter's box. Quickly up to his feet. And Vargas will settle back in and face an 0-2 count still. Jonathan Johnston hoping to see Junior Tebow work his way through the remainder of this sixth inning. Get a clean break to perhaps the next member out of the bullpen. The 0-2 again. Swing and a miss, and down goes Vargas. Strike three on another Tebow slider. One run across on the wild pitch, though, here in the sixth inning for the Tarpons. They lead it 5-3 here in Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come out to Leacom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Famous hot dog race between innings here at Leacom Park. And the mustard character gives a little stiff arm to ketchup coming toward the finish line of tonight's hot dog race here at Leacom. Well, looks like Marty the Marauder actually helped trip up ketchup. So we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Tarpons lead the Marauders 5-3. Bradenton trying to get the bats working again. 4, 5, and 6 coming up in the Marauders' order with Jace Bowen, Jacob Gonzalez, and Mike Jarvis. Juan Carella still out there on the mound. He deals, and Jace Bowen lays off a pitch high, ball one. Juan Carella, 5 effective innings under his belt tonight for Tampa. His 1-0 offering, a swing and a ground ball hit to third. Right there forward on the short hop is Cabrera. The toss across the diamond in time for out number one. Breeze still pushing out to center field. And maybe Jacob Gonzalez can get into one here. Help the Marauders get on the board. Gonzalez, a first inning RBI double, part of a 3-run first for Bradenton. Here's Carella, the windup and the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike on Gonzalez. And we encourage you to stick around as we expect to have Luis Clemente on the air with us shortly here tonight. The 0-1 pitch caught on a miss for strike two. Carella getting stronger and stronger as the game goes on. The 0-2 pitch low and outside with a slider. Couldn't get Gonzalez to chase. And the count moves to 1-2. 23 game on base streak now for Jacob Gonzalez. The 1-2. Slider again in the dirt. Gonzalez laying off, and it's 2-2. It's the number 5 man in the order. Marauders trying to end a 3-game losing streak. They trail by 2 here in the 6th inning. Carella gets the signal and deals the 2-2. Gonzalez a swing and a miss, strike three. He picks up his 7th strikeout, and it's 2 away for the Marauders here in the 6th. Mike Jarvis due up next, but here comes manager Rachel Balkovec out to the mound for the Tarpons. There has been some action in that Tampa bullpen in left field. And there is the call. Juan Carella, the right-hander, finished after 5 2/3 strong innings. We'll be right back after the pitching change. 5-3 Tampa leads. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Welcome back to Lee Comp Park, where the Tarpons have just made a move to the bullpen, and tall left-hander Ryan Anderson enters in relief, and we now welcome into the broadcast booth Luis Clemente, son of the great one. Luis, welcome. Glad to have you. Luis Clemente of the Roberto Clemente Foundation, and for those who maybe don't remember from last season, you were with us last year as well, last spring, and explaining what exactly the Roberto Clemente Foundation does. How about a quick summation for those listening in tonight?
Well, sure. You know, through the foundation, we continue Dad's legacy. We were fortunate enough that Mom dedicated her whole life to continue, you know, just that, what Dad wanted to do. And she taught us the importance of what our legacy is all about. You know, obviously, Dad was called the great one. And it will be very easy for anyone to, you know, let it go up to your head, you know, the greatness of the name and everything. But we certainly understood the most important thing and the most relevant thing was to continue with humbleness and a lot of care for everyone else and impacting other lives. So that's what we do.
First pitch from Ryan Anderson, high and outside. He faces Mike Jarvis. Tampa leading Bradenton 5-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Towering left-hander Anderson kicks and delivers. 1-0 to Jarvis. Swung on and foul back. 1-1. And so earlier this morning, Luis, visit to Johnson Middle School here in Bradenton and a big assembly. I believe you said 400-plus kids in attendance. How
Absolutely.
Was that?
That was amazing. We were there to talk to them about the Clemente Community Challenge, where now you can have, as a student, you can form a team with your friends and do a video while you're doing a good deed and explaining why you chose to do it and so. And there's going to be 16 semifinalists that are going to receive all of them iPads.
And Mike Jarvis goes down on strikes to end the inning quickly, and we'll have Luis back with us for the next half inning here at Lee Comp Park, and we'll pick up those thoughts right where we left off. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come out to Lee Comp Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Comp Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Comp Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lee Comp Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Lecom Park, where Tampa leads Bradenton 5-3. Wilkin Ramos, the new pitcher for the Marauders, and he misses high with a first pitch fastball. Ball one. Welcome back to the broadcast booth, Luis Clemente of the Roberto Clemente Foundation and the son of the Grade One. And Luis says, let's see, ball two inside of Jason Dominguez here. We were talking before the previous inning ended about what the Roberto Clemente Foundation does and how they can get involved with the, how kids everywhere can get involved with the latest challenge that the foundation has shared.
Yeah, so the Clemente challenge it did and recorded on video and show, and we're going to have 16 finalists that will all win iPads, but the winning team is going to get to travel with us to Hollywood in California and participate in the All-Star game.
That's exciting. Jason Dominguez draws ball four here, and those watching on MLB TV tonight, we saw some of the highlights and clips of that school assembly visit to Johnson Middle School today. And just for you, as part of the leadership of the foundation, what's it like to just see just such a great community of kids come together and understand the mission that the foundation sets forth?
You know, the most rewarding thing is when you, after you speak to them, maybe several years later, you come across them and they will say, "Hey, I remember when I was in sixth grade and you came to our school and you talked to us about being a good individual and this is what I'm doing now," you know, and you see how that transcends. So it's really, really important, and you know, we really cherish the time and pay attention to those kids, those youngsters, because they're going to be the ones who are going to be the catalyst in their community.
Count goes to 1-1 on Anthony Garcia, big slugger for the Tarpons, who lead the Marauders 5-3 here in the seventh inning. And you mentioned that growing up, your mom was a sort of a big catalyst for evoking a change in the communities. We see a line drive in a right field, and that one's going to get down for a base hit. And we're going to let this one play through. Throw in toward the infield. Here comes Jason Dominguez, and there will be no relay throw from right field. That's a run for Tampa, and I'll make it 6-3. But just to get back to our thought here, we're talking about how your mom sort of sparked that influence for you and that desire to help others and make a difference. What was sort of the beginnings for you in wanting to push this foundation forward and get everything established in the first place?
You know, when I was young, mom was obviously doing all the traveling, and then Roberto Jr. started traveling with her. And whenever they would get back, I would ask them, "So what happens now?" You know, so you were there because they were celebrating. But how does that continue? And I started getting this concept that anyone utilizing Dad's name, you know, there should be a calling, right, in a general aspect to just doing that. And to be part of the foundation and continue to be like an arm of the foundation. So when I had the opportunity, I said, "All right, you know what? I think it's time that we kind of like get everyone to make them feel they belong. They're part of something, you know, officially that you know, that blends with the family." And everyone accepted it immediately.
Big breaking ball, a little too high on Madison Santos, 2-2.
And that's what we're doing today. You know, our motto is building nations of good, and that's exactly what we're doing. We're motivating youngsters to be good ambassadors in their communities, and we're very proud of what we've been able to accomplish. And every day, you know, you go out in all that you do, you know, you don't have to save someone's life to be a hero. It's the little things is the most that matters, you know. And when you do it not looking to get recognition, you do it because it's the right thing to be done. And only you know you did it. You know, it should be that satisfaction is genuine. And that's what we motivate people to do.
Wilkin Ramos pumps a fastball by Madison Santos and gets a swinging strikeout, one away here in the seventh inning. And I imagine it would be fair to say that the Roberto Clemente Foundation, not necessarily a baseball-centric foundation, but one in which baseball players can have a great influence. For example, the assembly this morning with so many Marauders players and coaches in attendance. How much do you think that helps in sort of spurring the kids along to action?
I think, you know, a lot of kids get to understand that they matter. That if they're there and they're visiting them, it's because, you know what? Check it out. You know, this is so cool that they came to our school. They could have gone anywhere, but they came to our school, you know. So they gained that confidence that they do matter. And I think that's very important. And it's always, you know, that he knew from day one that he was there to represent the underdog, those that didn't have an advantage, those that didn't have opportunities. He became that voice for them. And so baseball became the vehicle to get his message across. So I think that's what today's players need to understand. It's an opportunity for them based on their talent, but then where do you take it? You know, why will your name be perpetuated? And it's based on what you did other than just playing the game. So that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. 1-0 the count on Grant Richardson. Tarpons with a runner on third, two outs here in the seventh inning. They lead the Marauders 6-3. 1-0 pitch is a little too high for ball two. And sort of connecting things back to the players here tonight, we at the Marauders putting together Copa de la Diversión, participating in minor league baseball's initiative that's developed over the past couple of years. How do you feel that something like that really positively influences the game in terms of focusing on the contributions of Hispanic and Latino players?
I've always been a great supporter of what Latinos bring, you know, to the table, to the U.S. overall, and the impact that we have on the game. And having this type of events is amazing because the players actually feel that they're being represented. You know, and I've spoken to, like, Yadi Molina on Clemente Day, where number 21 was so significant for him. He says, finally, we get to do something that represents us. And I think that is so deserving because of the spark that we bring to the game. You saw last season, Javi Baez on that famous play where he's running and then he starts running backwards. You know, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, that excitement, that the spark and everything, it's awesome to be able to have that recognition for Hispanics all across the board.
Absolutely. And you see some of those types of examples come to life from the single A level on up through the major league level. And I say getting to talk to guys here in Bradenton, and this is a roster that includes guys from the Dominican and from Mexico and from numerous different countries, Nicaragua even represented now. But yes, and just to see all that come to life and know that some of these guys are going to make it to the show and continue to plant that seed in the big leagues and in the fan bases worldwide.
Right before the game, I was looking at the roster, and I saw so many Hispanic last names. You know, I said, check it out. You know, that would have been so proud. And honestly, you know, I think that the countries that's the doors that open, you know, so this player today will be considered and, you know, by his actions, he was representing everyone. So I think that's that was one of his largest accomplishments.
Yeah. And in many regards, I think, at least from my perspective growing up, came to learn that your father in many ways was regarded as sort of the Jackie Robinson, if you will, of the Latino baseball community. He
Absolutely.
Made such a ripple.
He was not the first Latino to play in the majors, but he was the one who first spoke up. You know, he co-founded Major League Baseball's Players Association. The first meetings took place in Puerto Rico. He not only represented the Latino or black players, he represented all Major League Baseball players within the association. And I think he was an activist. He spoke his mind. He would always, once again, be in the forefront, representing, you know, fighting against any type of injustice or prejudice. And he will let you have it. He will let you know straightforward how he felt about it. And I think that's what distinguished him amongst other players.
Two balls and two strikes, the count on Anthony Siegler. Tarpons have runners on the corners here in the seventh inning. And Bradenton trailing this one 6-3. Wilkin Ramos looks in. And the tall righty sets. Deals with a 2-2 pitch. And Siegler takes a little outside, 3-2. And just to continue, Luis, to see all these next generations of baseball players up close and in person, just on a personal level, what does that do for you in terms of your excitement level and your enthusiasm for what's going on?
Every year, every season, you know, we feel even more prouder of like imagine in the finals last year and seeing all the Puerto Ricans, you know, their contributions and everything, extremely proud because, you know, the type of ball that is played today still, you know, involve the what we call la maña, you know, that street-wise game. You know, it's not just by the book, but it's like what we yeah, that additional, once again, the additional spark that we bring to the game. I think that MLB has recognized that, you know, when you have Las Mayores, you know, fishing, all that these players are doing is amazing. And then in the community as well, when you're looking for the runner-ups for the Clemente and the nominees of the Clemente Award, it's amazing what all these players are doing through their foundations or the charities that they support. I think that it's really, really significant to see all the efforts that they all put out there, and it's great to be able to help, you know, disseminate that information and let other companies know so they can actually support them.
And for those who want to know more about the Roberto Clemente Foundation, where can folks go to find out more?
You go to the RobertoClementeFoundation.com, and that's our website. And there you will be able to see. There's like even last year with the pandemic and everything else, we have the year-end report. It's 34 pages. Whoa, that was a close pitch.
A little high and tight.
We have 34 pages on what we were able to do last year. You know, so I think we're very proud and of all the impact that we continue to do on our family's legacy. And
the chopper toward third, Dixon charges and can't glove it cleanly. Now the run comes home for Tampa. It's now 7-3.
And you know, it's always very fulfilling to see how these plays are recognized by the fans. You know, it's something that it encourages many youngsters to want to play the game, to want to get involved in any aspect of it. I think that a lot of youngsters maybe will not have the chance to play in the pros, but they could become sportscasters. They can become umpires, trainers, you name it, you know, managers. And that's what we encourage for all the players. I always ask the kids, so what do you play? And they say, oh, I'm a pitcher, or I play second, third, whatever. I said, well, to me, that's a position on the field, right? You are a baseball player. The most important thing is for you to learn the game. When I signed with the Pirates back in 85 and I got to Bradenton, straight from the airport, I'm waiting for my room assignment.
Ground ball to first. That gets through Jacob Gonzalez. Trickles into right field. Here come two runs to score on the play.
And before I got my room assignment, I was standing in the lobby of the hotel with my luggage. Woody Heike takes a look at me. I was very thin then. And he says, you know what? So you're Clementito. You're going to be a second baseman. Never in my life I played second. I played, I pitched, I caught, I played third, first base, three outfields, never the center of the infield. He just took a look at me. You're going to be a second baseman. I said, wow. Imagine that. What was I to say? No, I don't play second. You know, you got to learn it. So that's your baseball player.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
It. You got to learn everything about the game.
There's Alexander Vargas for Tampa. He takes ball one outside. And I think you continue to see so many examples of that nowadays where, you know, XYZ prospect in single A may have been a shortstop for life, but, you know, the opening in the big leagues is in right field. He may become a right fielder.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, a lot of the times I remember seeing so many pitchers that said, you know what, we're outfielder. We're gonna try you as a pitcher, or we're gonna move you to the outfield. You can't say no.
Yeah.
You know? You said, okay, sure. Let's do it. Let's try it. So, interesting. That's a game.
And speaking of pitching, I believe you threw out a ceremonial first pitch tonight.
Well, I did not. I gave, since I did it last year.
Okay.
And my nephew's here, Roberto III, and Roberto Jr.'s son. So we had him throw the first pitch. I caught it for him.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes.
Did you frame it as a strike?
Yeah. He's got a great arm.
Good.
Only three, he's got a great arm, absolutely.
2-1 pitch to Vargas, swinging a roller to second base. Jarvis charges it, flips to short, and that'll do it for a long seventh inning. Tampa leads 7-3. And Luis Clemente, we thank you so much for joining us here on the air, and we appreciate you visiting. Stop by anytime.
Thank you. Thank you. Great to be here again. Take care, everyone.
This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology, And with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Leecom Park. We moved to
Saturday, September 3rd.
Finally out of control, top of the 7th
innings of winners drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes.
Has seen the Marauders deficit grow to 6 runs. It's now 9-3 in Tampa. Whitehander leads off the whole half of
which on-field promotion and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening.
It was our pleasure to have Luis Clemente, son of Roberto Clemente, on the air with us for the past half inning plus. Anderson deals the 1-0. Hendry takes a little outside ball, too. To learn more about the Roberto Clemente Foundation, Luis visiting us last season as well. A nice little refresher on the missions of the Roberto Clemente Foundation and all the differences that that looks to make in the community, local community, and throughout the world at large. As count goes to 2-1 on Mike Jar on Wyatt Hendry, rather 7-8-9 the order for Bradenton here in the seventh. 2-1 to Hendry. That fastball is there for strike two. Luis and Roberto Clemente Jr. visiting Johnson Middle School here in Bradenton earlier today. Pitch high and outside, ball three. Sharing information in a special assembly to a group of 400-plus kids, we're told, as they built some excitement for that fun assembly. Shared information about the latest challenge posed by the organization. Here's a swing and a pop-up to short right field by Wyatt Hendry. Second baseman Santos out and tumbling to the ground. He's able to make the catch, a backward somersault for Santos. He hangs on to make the catch. Now the challenge that Clemente Foundation has posed, the Clemente Community Challenge. Kids can record a video of themselves doing a good deed and a little educator guide available for more information on that. Also on the organization's website. Pitch comes inside to Sergio Campagna. That hits him. He'll take first base on the hit by pitch. Student's opportunity to make a difference with a school or community service project. Kids can enter the Clemente Community Challenge and submit that to the Roberto Clemente Foundation point of contact. And the winner of that challenge will win a trip to Los Angeles or an iPad. Here's Giovanni Planchart. He takes outside for ball one. Brenton trailing by six, looking for base runners here in the seventh inning. Anderson fires, and he misses high. That's ball two. Marauders had a promising start in this game. 3 runs in the first inning, have not scored since. Brendan Dixon leadoff solo homer. RBI doubles by Jacob Gonzalez and Mike Jarvis. The 2-0 toss taken low and inside. Planchard works it to 3-0. Tarpins coming back with 1 run in the second, 3 to take the lead in the third inning. There, third baseman Marcos Cabrera stepping down to tie his shoe. Timeout briefly called here. Go-ahead two-run homer in the third inning by Jason Dominguez, putting Tampa in the lead. And that lead has lasted all the way to this point. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Tarpons added one run in the sixth inning and four in the seventh inning. Here's a 3-0 pitch. Fastball right down the middle, a strike. Tarpon sent nine men to the plate in that top of the seventh. 3-1, Planchard swings and misses, strike two. Another right-hander loosening in the Bradenton bullpen. 3-2 coming. Taken for strike three. Planchard looks at strike three at the knees. He's 0 for 3. Southpaw Ryan Anderson tonight. University of Nevada product. We'll face Brendan Dixon next. And the native Texan gets the first offering and takes a fastball strike on the outer half. Four home runs now in the season for Brendan Dixon after his leadoff shot in the first inning. He's tied for second on the club. The 0-1, Dixon takes low. With his home run as well as a fifth inning single, and even a walk in the second inning, Dixon now reaching base safely in 10 of his last 13 games. 1-1, a swing and a high fly ball into left field. This one's playable, but trouble. Santos, left fielder in, makes the catch on the run, and the inning is over. The Marauders leave a man stranded on first. We move to the eighth here at Lecom Park. Tampa leads this one 9-3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
In front of a solid Friday night crowd here at Lecom Park, the Marauders trying to gain some traction in this game. They'll have to do so on the pitching end first. We go to the top of the eighth inning. And a new right-hander into the contest. Christian Charlay takes over to pitch. And for those recently joining us, a quick scoring summary for you. Bottom of the first inning, Marauders plated three runs. A Brendan Dixon solo homer. Back-to-back RBI doubles later on by Jacob Gonzalez and Mike Jarvis. Tampa fought back quickly, though. Top of the second, RBI single by Anthony Siegler. Top three, RBI double Alexander Vargas. Two-run homer by Jason Dominguez to give Tampa the lead. And speaking of Jason Dominguez, he has called for a pitch clock violation to begin the eighth inning. Count 0-1 as Christian Charlay toes the rubber here in Bradenton. Ryander deals to Dominguez. Left-handed batter takes high, ball one. Jason Dominguez got the four-run seventh inning started for Tampa. They sent all nine men to the plate. The 1-1, Dominguez takes low, ball two. Bradenton, two errors in that seventh inning. Two-one offering coming, and Dominguez takes a bouncer in the dirt for ball three. Christian Charlay, consistent contributor to the relief corps for the Marauders this season, comes in with a 2.61 ERA. Opponents batting just 179 against him and has 12 strikeouts over 10 and a third innings of work. 3-1 to Dominguez. There's a swing and a ground ball blasted foul down the right field line. Ball ricocheting all, grabs it, flips it over the wall to the Marauders' bullpen. Charlay, with his glove in front of his face, gets the signal and sets. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a chopper foul. Warm and muggy Friday night here at Lecom Park. Deeper and deeper into this game, the Marauders in jeopardy of seeing their losing streak grow to a season-high 4 games. 3-2 pitch again by Charlay. Taken low, ball 4, and that is another leadoff base runner issued by Bradenton Pitching. And the walks yet again are becoming a problem for Marauders pitching tonight. That is the 8th walk of the night by Marauders pitching. And the staff leading the Florida State League in walks still, 122 walks. Marauders pitchers averaging 4.8 walks per 9 innings. Here's Anthony Garcia swinging in the first pitch and missing an off-speed. Looking up and down the score sheet, a lot of those walks issued by Marauders pitching have come around to score. There's a swing and a foul tip by Garcia, the count 0-2. Garcia is 1-for-4, a double his last time up. Part of that 7th inning romp by Tampa. The 0-2, swing and a miss, he got him. Trying to golf the pitch low and inside. No dice. Christian Charlay picks up a strikeout. One gone here in the top of the 8th. Here's Madison Santos. Tarpon's 9, Marauders 3, top of the 8th inning. Here's a swing and a fly ball to center by Santos. And it's the one-handed catch. Two-way for the Tarpons. That'll bring up Marcos Cabrera, one of the few men not to reach base safely in this game. In the 5th inning, found himself on the base paths only thanks to a fielder's choice. Has yet to get a base hit or a walk. Pitch to Cabrera. Swing and a foul ball back this way. That's going to roll back down. Zach Quillian, one of our bat boys tonight on the Marauders side. There to grab it on the short hop. Charlay's 0-1 pitch on a slide step. Fastball right there for strike 2. Charlay working quickly. He sets, steals the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, bounced to second. Jarvis waits back on it, has time. Fields it and throws to first in plenty of time. Inning is over and the Tarpons get nothing here in the 8th. Move to the bottom half. Marauders trail by 6. It's 9-3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Come out to Leacon Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Leacom Park. The Marauders trailing by 6, looking to get to work. Here's a first pitch strike to Sung Che Cheng from southpaw Ryan Anderson. Tampa, 9 runs on 7 hits. Bradenton, 3 runs on 6 hits this evening. Anderson with the 0-1. Cheng swings and slashes it foul down the left field line. Marauders led 3-0 coming out of the first inning of this game. They have failed to score since. Tampa, meanwhile, comeback effort, taking the lead in the third. They have not looked back, even building their lead further. The 0-2 pitch. Cheng takes, low and outside. Outfield straight away, but with the left fielder Santos, perhaps a couple steps shallower than normal. The 1-2 coming. Cheng takes outside for ball two. Tarpons, 1 run in the second, 3 in the third to take the lead. 2-run homer by Jason Dominguez made it a 4-3 Tampa advantage. Tarpons added 1 in the sixth and 4 in the seventh inning, making it 9-3. 2-2. Check swing by Cheng, and he went around, they say. From the backstop, beats him to first base. You've got to be kidding me. I am not sure why there is not even an appeal on that. But Sung Che Cheng, who barely made much of a check swing there, called out on strikes. Time called, and Tarpon's manager, Rachel Balkovec, is out to the mound. Looks like she's about to make a pitching change here. Tarpons have had some warm-up action, and there is the hook. Fist bumps all around for pitcher Ryan Anderson, who's finished for the night, and a fresh arm coming in for the bullpen. We'll give you a look at who it is next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Carlos Gomez on to pitch for Tampa. And here it's a bases empty, one-out situation. Here in the bottom of the eighth, Marauders find themselves down to their final 5 outs of the evening, trailing by 6 runs. Rodolfo Nolasco, the first pitch of the tough right-hander Gomez will face, enters with a 1.80 ERA, does Gomez. He kicks and delivers. First pitch, a slider too high. Ryan Anderson finished. He was sharp. Left hander an inning and two-thirds scoreless. No hits allowed. Struck out three. The 1-0. Slider low and outside. The set and the Gomez 2-0 toss. Swinging a low roller toward third base. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first in time. Two away here in the bottom of the eighth for Bradenton. This Tarpon's team is coming in Bradenton tough. Tarpons won the series opener on Tuesday night 4-1. They won Wednesday night 7-5, a close one. 10-4 last night. And they lead by 6 here in the eighth inning of this one. Chase Bowen takes a slider wide from Gomez. Ball one. Bowen cracked a double in the first inning. Was one of three men coming around to score that inning for the Marauders. Since then, a strikeout and a ground out. Next pitch bounces up there, a ball. A lean in by Gomez. He brings his hands together above the belt. 2-0. Bowen looks at one low, just below the knees. That's ball three. Here is the set. Slider is low for ball four, but the Tarpons are going to challenge it. And that stands. It's ball four. Not a bad choice for the Tarpons to challenge that one. For a quick review on those not familiar with the new challenging system on balls and strikes here in the Florida State League. Automated balls and strikes are not used during these nights. Instead, plate umpire gets to call the balls and strikes manually, and teams are free to challenge those ball and strike calls as they desire. Strike one here to Jacob Gonzalez. Caveat being, each team gets only three challenges, just like football. Once you lose all your challenges, you can't use any more. And if you win a challenge, you don't get charged with one. The 0-1, breaking ball low. Gonzalez takes. Count is 1-1. The way it works, plate umpire has the earpiece in communication with the ABS representative up in the booth. Team challenges it by making the motion to the right ear. 1-1 pitch. There's a slider in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Umpire then turns and signals to the booth to ask if that pitch was in the strike zone or not. Booth representative reports back to the umpire, who then makes the call. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Swung on. Chopped foul. And Gonzalez stays alive at 1-2. Jace Bowen on first for the Marauders. He worked a two-out walk. Marauders trying to scrap for every run they can get here. Trailing by 6. And time called. Shortstop Alexander Vargas bending down to tie his shoe. Gomez brings his right foot back in contact with the rubber. He is ready. The 1-2 to Gonzalez. Swing and foul territory. Garcia over. May have room, and he's unable to make the catch. Well, Garcia didn't exactly have a favorable angle there. Nobody else close enough to make the play, though. Manatee Jaguars. Youth baseball team in attendance down there on the first base side. Marauders development coach Gustavo Amaña's son, Gustavo Jr., member of that team. He's in attendance with them. Here's the 1-2 again. Gonzalez lays off low, ball two. Tampa 9, Bradenton 3, bottom of the 8th. Gonzalez trying to extend this inning. 2-2 pitch coming. Breaking ball hammered on the ground. Foul. Third base line. Gomez has the signal from Siegler. 2-2 once more, a swing and a pop-up on the first base side. First baseman Garcia running in, loses his hat in the wind, and makes the catch after drifting back to his right, and the inning is over. A scoreless eighth for Bradenton. We move to the ninth. Tampa still leads 9-3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecon Park on Saturday, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers. And be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right-hander Christian Charlay, who turned in a scoreless eighth inning for the Marauders, is back to pitch the top of the ninth in what's not a late and close game situation. Tampa 9, Bradenton 3. Here in the fourth game of the series, Tarpons in search of their fourth straight win. Marauders, meanwhile, trying to prevent their losing streak from growing to four. Grant Richardson steps in, looks at a fastball strike from Charlay. Set by the righty, and the pitch. Richardson looks at strike two on another fastball. 6, 7, and 8 in the Tarpons' order here in the ninth inning. Richardson, Siegler, Chirinos. Infield playing the lefty batter to pull. The 0-2 misses low. Tarpons hammering out a couple of hits, drawing multiple walks in a four-run seventh inning that has helped distance themselves from the Marauders. 1-2 coming, swing and a foul back. Lengthy at-bats. And lengthy plate appearances by Tarpons hitters. A lot of two-strike foul balls. The 1-2 taken in tight, 2-2. Four Bradenton pitchers combining for 8 walks this season. That's one shy of matching the team's season high. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Richardson. The ball gets away from Plunchard. He picks it up. The throw down to first is not in time. Richardson beats it out. So Grant Richardson reaches first base on the drop third strike. And a frustrating evening continues for the Marauders. It was a bang-bang play at first base. Looks like Richardson may be beat by a hair. Jacob Gonzalez thought they had him. Here's Anthony Siegler. The toss. Siegler takes outside a ball. Middle infielders pinching toward the bag, anticipating a ground ball. Next one is in there for a strike. Left-handed batter Siegler, switch hitter facing the righty. 1-1 pitch. Too high for ball two. This is not a guy who will chase a lot of pitches. And with that being said, Anthony Siegler walks in each of his last two plate appearances. the set. 2-1 coming. Siegler swings and pops it foul behind home plate. Temperature cooling down a little. Eyes completely dark all around the ballpark. That breeze still pushing out towards center field. The pitch, breaking ball, too high for ball three. Charlie couldn't quite coax it into the zone. Count full on Anthony Siegler. The righty deals the payoff. Swing and a miss, and down goes Siegler for strike three. Charlie racks up another punch out, his third of the night. Righty on righty. Roberto Chirinos stands in. And the first one low. Crowd has dwindled slightly from what it was earlier in the game. One of the better attended games of the season here in Bradenton tonight. 1-0 pitch coming. Swinging a hard smash to second base. One hop for Jarvis. He flips to Chang. And the throw to first in time. A 4-6-3 double play. The Marauders roll it. Nice work on the infield, but we go to the bottom of the ninth. Bradenton trailing at 9-3 here at Lecom Park. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Come out to Lecom Park on Saturday, May 7th for Margaritaville Night, presented by the Compass Hotel by Margaritaville. Enjoy a pregame concert by the Trop Rock Junkies and watch the Marauders take the field in their special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. The jerseys will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And with the purchase of a special ticket package, fans will receive a free Hawaiian shirt. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Mike Jarvis leads off the ninth for the Marauders and takes a pitch high from right-hander Carlos Gomez. Spencer Smith back with you at Lecom Park. 9-3, the visiting Tarpons lead the Marauders. Gomez leans in, gets the signal from Siegler, and deals to Jarvis. 1-0 pitch, fastball low. Carlos Gomez came on last inning with one out, bases empty. Ground out, walk, pop out, ended the inning. And the call of a ball on the last pitch was overturned as the Tarpons challenge. So the count 1-1 now on Mike Jarvis. The pitch, swing and a miss. Jarvis chases the slider away. One ball and two strikes on the Marauders' second baseman, hitting sixth in the order. Carlos Gomez with that deadly slider. 1-2, slider again, swung on and lifted down the left field line. A foul ball! Oh, Mike Jarvis almost had extra bases for the second time tonight. Jarvis had a run-scoring double in the first, a single in the third, and just about had himself at least a double here in the ninth inning. He slowly walks back to home plate. Gets his bat from teammate, and made Wyatt Hendry waits on deck. Gomez sets, deals the 1-2. Slider busts into the zone for strike three. A nasty one from Gomez. One away here in the ninth. Here comes Wyatt Hendry over 2 with a hit by pitch. Center fielder Dominguez shifting toward right center. Pitch to Hendry. It is a fastball strike. Next pitch misses. Gomez is set and his 1-1 offering. Breaking ball, good spot. Just misses below the knees for ball 2. Marauders trailing by 6, down to their final 2 outs in the ninth. 2-1 offering. Sweeps low and outside, another slider. 3-1 the count from Gomez to Hendry. Three-one pitch. Fastball paints the black on the outside corner. So the count runs full on the Marauders' designated hitter. 3-2 pitch coming. Bounces in the dirt for ball 4, and Wyatt Hendry draws the one-out walk here in the ninth inning. So Hendry finds himself aboard for the second time tonight. Sergio Campagna, who is 0 for 2 and has been hit by a pitch, will dig in. Pitch to Campagna. Breaking ball comes too far inside. Here of their fourth straight loss, it would be their longest losing streak of the year. 1-0 coming. Breaking ball swung on, lifted down the right field line. Long run for Richardson. Sprinting, and still inside the line. Makes the catch for the second out. Grant Richardson, nice read on that high fly ball. And that choppy short steps as he gained on it. Bradenton down to their final out. It's up to Giovanni Planchart to ignite a two-run rally of some sort. Marauders trailing by 6. They would have a long way to go. Pitch to Planchart. Big breaker in the zone. Strike 1. Gomez deals. Planchart takes way outside. Tarpons are 1 out away from winning their 4th in a row and 7 of their last 8 games. 1-1 pitch. Low and outside. Planchart a good eye on another slider. Giovanni has struck out twice tonight in an 0-for-3 evening. 2-1 coming. Fastball hummed in there for strike 2. One of those strikeouts for Planchart, though, came in the 4th inning. The result of a pitch clock violation. Wasn't set in the batter's box quickly enough. Rung up for strike 3. Now the 2-2 from Gomez. Breaking ball in the dirt. Grabbed by Siegler. He's had an uncanny knack for that. Anthony Siegler, lots of picks out of pitches in the dirt. Showing the ability, of course, to drop down to his knees in the traditional style to block balls, but he's done a good job to glove pitches in the dirt as well, really smoothly. 3-2, two outs. Pitch to Planchart, runner breaks, and the pitch is low and outside for ball 4. And the Marauders taking this inning a little further. Time called, Anthony Siegler to the mound to visit with Carlos Gomez. Brendan Dixon with a chance to make a splash here in the ninth inning. His solo homer in the first inning when this game had a much different feel to it. And now we see the pitching coach, Grayson Crawford, join the mound visit. Brendan Dixon's solo blast leading off the bottom of the first gave the Marauders an oh-so-promising start. Doubles by Jacob Gonzalez and Mike Jarvis followed. 3-0, the Marauders led at that point. They even led coming out of the second inning. Those watching on MILB TV tonight, another look at that Dixon long ball to left center. Marauders, though, have yet to score since that first inning. Tarpons pushed back, one run in the second, three in the third to take the lead. And they have added five more since that point. Grayson Crawford back to the Tarpons' third base dugout. Brandon Dixon steps in with first and second, two outs here in the ninth inning. Gomez looks back at second a couple of times and deals. Dixon takes a slider just outside, ball one. The set. The 1-0, breaking ball, skips in the dirt for ball two. All of a sudden, Carlos Gomez having trouble locating his pitches. The 2-0 offering. That slider almost found the mark, but misses below the knees for ball three. Carlos Gomez, suddenly a bout of wildness here in the ninth inning, trail by six. 3-0 coming to Dixon. That is at the knees for a strike on a fastball that time. Since the home run, Dixon, a walk, a single, and a flyout. 3-1 pitch on its way. Dixon takes a slider low for ball four, and that loads the bases. Awfully good spot there by Gomez on the slide piece. Dixon laying off and drawing ball four, and the bases are loaded for Sung Che Chang. Chang is 0 for 4 tonight. Gomez delivers, and Chang takes up and away for ball one. Tarpons have a right-hander getting loose just in case things get ugly. With the bases full, two outs, the 1-0 to Chang, swinging and a foul back. Marauders, Hendry on third, Planchard on second, Dixon on first base. A step off by Gomez. Re-engages with the rubber and now brings his hands together above the belt. The 1-1 pitch. Chang takes a slider for strike two. Now the Marauders down to their final strike. Gomez quickly ready. The 1-2 pitch coming, and Chang swings and bounces it right back to the mound on a hop. Gomez runs into the base himself, and that is the end of the ball game. Another tough one for the Marauders tonight. They drop this one by a final score of 9-3. Their second straight loss by a margin of 6 runs. And the Tarpons claim the series victory with their 4th consecutive win. Start for the Marauders in their bats. Team came out flat the rest of the way, though. And the Tarpons just pouring on the runs in the latter innings. And made it a convincing lead, plenty to come away with a win here on this Friday night. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. That's next here on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Lecom Park for the Marauders post-game show. Spencer Smith rejoining you tonight. A 9-3 loss for the Marauders, and the Tampa Tarpons win their fourth straight, and they come away with a series win. Here's how things went tonight. An exciting start for the Marauders. They put up three runs on the board in the bottom of the first inning. Brandon Dixon with a leadoff solo homer onto the boardwalk in left center field. An error. Sungche Cheng reached on an error by the Tarpons shortstop. A 5-4-3 double play took care of that. However, the Marauders sprung right back. Jace Bowen with a two-out double. Jacob Gonzalez, an RBI double, followed that. And Mike Jarvis, an RBI double of his own, made it a 3-0 Marauders lead. That lead would unfortunately not last long. Top of the second inning, leadoff walk drawn by Madison Santos. He advanced to second on a ground out, then scored on an Anthony Siegler single to right center field. Tampa made it a 3-1 ball game. Top of the third inning, Tarpons took the toss, RBI double by Alexander Vargas, and a go-ahead two-run homer to dead center field by Jason Dominguez made it 4-3 Tarpons. Neither team scored in the fourth or the fifth. Tarpons were right back at it in the top of the sixth inning, putting one run on the board, coming by way of Anthony Siegler walking and then later scoring from third on a wild pitch. Top of the seventh, everything came unglued for Bradenton. All nine men stepped to the plate for Tampa. They collected two hits, a handful of walks, and brought four runs home in that seven-run rally. And that capped off the scoring for the evening. The Marauders not able to manufacture a run the rest of the way over the final three innings of this ballgame. Final totals in this one for the Tarpons: 9 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 8 men on base. And for the Marauders, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. And they also left 8 men on base. The winning pitcher is Juan Carella. He goes 5 2/3 innings strong for the Tarpons, striking out 7, just one shy of his season high. He is now 2-0 on the season. The loss goes to Sungche Cheng, 3 2/3 innings. He also struck out 7. That tied his career high. Unfortunately, he's charged with 4 runs, matching his season high in runs allowed, and Cheng takes the loss, dropping to 0-1 on the season. Time of game, 2 hours and 49 minutes, in front of a crowd of 884 here at Lecom Park. It was 84 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. It was a beautiful night for baseball here at Leacom. With their win, though, the Tarpons extend their winning streak to four consecutive games. They have now won seven of their last eight. And with their loss, the Marauders dropped their fourth straight. This is now the longest losing streak of 2022 so far. And the Marauders dropped down to 13-12, just one game above 500. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, May 28th for Military Appreciation Night, presented by SNN. We will recognize and honor the brave men and women who serve in our armed forces. The Marauders will wear a special patriotic jersey as they take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. After the game, be sure to stay and enjoy our post-game fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders postgame show continues at Leacom Park. It's now time to name our Marauders player of the game, and tonight those honors go to Brendan Dixon. He was a tough out in this game against the Tarpons. Dixon finishes his night 2-for-3 with an RBI and a pair of walks, and also hit that solo home run leading off the bottom of the first inning, his fourth home run of the season. He is now tied for second on the team with four home runs this season. Brendan Dixon is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Well, we turn our attention now to Game 5 of the series for tomorrow here at Leacom. It'll be Margaritaville night, as well as the Hawaiian shirt item giveaway with the purchase of a special ticket package. The Marauders will send right-hander Justin Mice to the mound in tomorrow night's game against a yet-to-be-announced starter for the Tarpons. Game time once again, 6:30 p.m. will be on the air for the pregame show at 6:15 p.m. And if you can make it out to the ballpark, please do. As mentioned, it is Margaritaville night. We'll have the Trop Rock Junkies performing on the Fan Plaza before the game. Marauders will wear special Margaritaville-themed jerseys. Those will be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting the Pace Center for Girls. And once again, fans can purchase a special ticket package for tomorrow to receive a limited edition Hawaiian shirt. That's all happening tomorrow here at Leacom Park. Tickets are still available for tomorrow's game. So that's a wrap here on the postgame show. Once again, the final score tonight, the Tampa Tarpons 9 and the Marauders 3. For everyone here at the Bradenton Marauders, I'm Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Leacom Park.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.